And I know just what you need, girl. So, baby, bring your body.
What's in that gaming category on Spotify? They contacted me and said, like, yay, would you want to curate a playlist of gaming music? And I forgot to get back to them, so. It wasn't like, hey, put the podcast on Spotify. That's a different whole thing. And, like, the last thing I would have curated would have been music from games. So I don't know. A rock playlist with Red Hot Chili Peppers. RC. RHC. So wait, is it Rocky Horror Picture? No. I thought about it. I don't know. They asked me about it, like I said. Forgot. So. Got that new firmware installed. Seems like it just takes longer and longer to install firmware on iPads and iPhones. Thank you.
drinking is anything forever. I can't feel it. What if I've been so afraid of? I don't know. Once in a while I catch myself. Once in a while I ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while.
Dick out, see if I can.
The Greenland shark can live up to 400 years.
Boom!
Obliterating.
You know what that means?
Record with them.
We need to get their DNA and inject it in us so that we live 400 years. I just shut myself because I don't want to live 400 years.
They don't even reach full maturity until they are 150 years old.
That sounds like me.
Touché.
Seriously, I reckon when I'm 150, I would reach full maturity. I'd be like, look, it's probably not worth it.
And these are not, like, a lot of times it's this shark or that shark, but then you find out it's like 4 inches long, and who gives a shit? This is a proper shark. These grow to about 17 feet long.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Not all. Or that long.
So hard. Even working so hard.
In a matter of seconds. Pay attention. You can save yourself from living with the unthinkable.
Oh,
I'm Gene
okay.
Hall, and this is
yes.
your Texas Agriculture Minute.
I don't want to live with the unthinkable. What do
Hi,
I do?
Everybody,
oh, no.
This is Steve Canyon from Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 147's Western Sports Roundup. We're coming to you from Omak, Washington this afternoon.
Even millennials, they're going to have to get involved in. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, this happened because of this, but it's got to be transferable. It's got to be quantifiable. You do or you don't.
Yeah, you can't just be like, I'm $200,000 in debt. What do I do now? Like,
right.
If you're going to invest that money and really, if you or your family's going to put a...
Fuck off.
Ch-ch-ch. was married? Or would I make the shot even if I was hurt? And would I still be remembered?
Chuck, man, what the fuck is you smoking when you made this?
Yeah, you know what time it is. Yeah, with the Henny motherfuckers. Yeah, let's go.
Yo, Hennessy, the thing behind door number three, which means your bitch chose me. No, my jewelry ain't CGI, it's reality. Ain't no avatar or wag the dog. I bring it to your jaw, I bring it to your lawn. I step to your mom, hit the bitch with a claw. Adamantium dancing, nigga with the long thing. Hunter as young and the gunman. CIA payroll, taking out your heroes. Yeah, he had a dream, but I got a scheme, and my scheme is green. Obama, caring for my team, that means Griffin Willie City.
See, I don't think Spotify has these Hennessy Youngman albums on it, so I don't know how I would create a playlist.
Your enemies totally. Y'all motherfuckers have a nice day. I don't know why y'all motherfuckers still wanna fuck with me. I told y'all before, I don't even stand up when I record this shit, man. I'm laying down in bed recording this whole fucking album. Y'all niggas think y'all got something for me, man? Y'all niggas can suck a dick. Yeah, Chuck Fabulous, bring it up, my nigga. Let's go. Pharaoh Hennessy, rapping so easy. Why you niggas be struggling? Man, this shit is like kickball. I can't tell you how far. I'm the nigga Chuck Norris, the Forest, FTD to OPP, which means let me think. Other people's pussy. Y'all niggas need not push me, or you might end up gushy with your body in the box, getting shot up. That's so hip hop. Why did that lame boy fuck with hand rock? Hetero normative, you rock pink socks, and I rock around the clock like Fonzie and Richie Cunningham. Van Damme and the pussy and making bitches can while I am doing the Bogo and Pepsi, nigga. Goddamn. Oh, my bad. You still here? I thought you left after the first verse, but you still. You glutton for punishment, right, man? You stick around, man. I'll put you in a gift mask. Whatever you want. Whatever suits your fancy, man. You won't fuck with Hennessy, you get fucked by Hennessy. Chuck Babble, bring in the hook. And the villain is black. I rock a top hat and a handlebar stash. Chillin' by the tracks, tie your bitch to that. Red Dead revolving, just like John Marston. But more retarded, don't get me started, bro. Edgar Allan Poe, I got that telltale swag. I keep it in the bag, here, bitch, take a whiff. I'm Osama Bin Laden, Madison Square, Kid Bear Stair, nigga Blau. Move from the gate, now you see this gold chain. I made a painting, I sold that painting and bought this gold chain. It's in a critique, dog. I came to read more. Count cash, that's my new ball hype. So you're goddamn right. And he got a thing to speak. This is my hat, ain't cheap, nigga.
Yo, fuck it, man. I'm done, man. I'm about to take a nap, you know what I'm saying? I think I've established myself already. I don't really need to go into a fourth verse, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas, I mean, why don't you learn, man? Why you make me talk so much? I don't even like talking this much, motherfuckers. Chuck Fabo.
Nanny, 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 nanny.
Is real silly. Well, whatever. You know, they bought the rights to the name, and the THQ name is obviously like more known than Nordic Games. Nordic Games sounds like they're publishing like German adventure games for the PC. Throw that THQ name in there, you know, you can kind of present a more mainstream case at the corporate level, I guess. I don't know. Like numbers of games in development attached to that announcement, and see if they actually like confirm what any of them are. I get why that might make sense, but at the same time, like, I don't necessarily remember the THQ name fondly. You know, they don't have Saints Row, like that went to Deep Silver, you know. So I think about like the THQ IP portfolio without the licensed stuff. It's what is it? I mean, Red Faction saved Nordic, right? I think that didn't go with the Volition, Deep Silver. But I don't know. I mean, you know.
Darksiders.
I could be wrong. I could be like crossing a few things up, but if I remember correctly, Nordic Games has, like, a lot of fucking money. So it's been, they've been off kind of quietly doing their thing and you know, building up those IPs and all this other stuff. Like, they could really be making a run at it, you know? I suspect if they do well over the next couple of years or establish themselves, like, globally a bit better than they have previously, then I bet at some point they just become THQ, which from a wiki data perspective is weird because it's obviously, like, two separate companies. One that went, you know, went under and one that bought the rights to the name, and, you know, and all that shit, but whatever. There are two Ataris, too. Three, yeah. There were two Ataris in the 80s. Now, shit is even more convoluted. Infograms. Maybe they'll remake Versus? Yeah, that's probably the first step. Remake Versus. Even that, though, I mean, I think that's just a Japanese game that they published, right? I don't think Versus is theirs. Maybe the Versus name is theirs, since I don't think it was called that in Japan. Or maybe I'm thinking of the wrong game, but I'm pretty sure Versus came out of something else.
PlayStation stuff, huh?
What is there? I haven't really messed with too much PlayStation stuff lately. To find like what the accurate, like not upscaled, not all weird, but there was one coming to Live Retro, I think. There might be like a Med Defend Core. Or No Cash PSX, I think, might actually be pretty good at doing that shit. Without all the fucking plugins and all the bullshit that, like, Nintendo 64 emulation ruined emulation in a lot of ways. Or made emulation of, like, more modern machines, like polygonal machines. Like, this became a hassle because everyone got all obsessed with all these fucking plugins and bullshit. And just became obsessed with, like, well, what's the latest Glide plugin for this and this? Can we apply this to this? It's just, like, just broken. Just too much shit you had to keep up with.
It wasn't worth it anymore.
Med GUI. Yes, yeah, so that's like a, what is it? That's a front end for Mendefen, right? There's a Mendefen core for RetroArch that is relatively easy to use. And BizHawk, I think, has a pretty decent PS1 core that I think it'll do all the fucking upscaling and smoothing shit if you want it to, but I want to say by default it doesn't do any of that shit. BizHawk's really easy to use. BizHawk's a pretty good multi-system emulator at this point. I wanted to play a Master System light gun game on an emulator the other day, and finding cores and like just finding one that supported mouse as light gun was surprisingly was like more of a hassle than I thought it would be. Just wanted to play a game of rescue mission. Yeah, the Tobol translation. Yeah, I grabbed the files for that at some point and grabbed my Tobol 2 disc, but never put the two together. Oh, nice. Apple Music keeps a list of my recent searches. Here they are. Eazy-E, Deion Sanders, What's Up Doc? Good, good. It's been a good week. Meanwhile, the trending searches are Rihanna, Lil Uzi Vert, and Bryson Tiller. So, pretty much right in line with what I'm looking for. No, Lil Uzi, like the gun. Lil Uzi Vert. Like a tiny vertical submachine gun. I don't know. Go ask him why the fuck he would name himself Lil Uzi Vert. I don't have a good answer for you. Same reason someone named themselves Titty Boy. Yeah, that, I mean, that's a fair point. Tunnel is back up today. There's only one thing to do in this case. I bought the lemonade, the carbonated one. This time. Yeah, trying to tie everything up before vacation is a real hassle. That's why you should just run out screaming. That's what I did. That's why we don't have a Spotify playlist. Tunnel solves nothing except giving me a place to have a drink. Terrible choice to launch on GOG alongside Steam. I mean, if you're a small team and you know you're not going to have any time to work on elaborate DRM anyway, then
around me, now we having some fun. They call me Dirt Nasty, you know I just begun. They like, oh, no, he didn't. I don't drive drunk, but I drive belligerent. Oh, no, she didn't. Mash my taters and fried my chicken. Might sound crazy, I like old ladies because they gave me the keys to they Mercedes.
Rubber on your block, Dirt Nasty like
Fire inside of your fire, grab battle, gather, giving room to breathe, doing that
Yes. What in the radio?
Yeah, let someone else become the boss of me. When there's a boss in me, I'll be damn.
What they want, what they want, what they want. Dollar signs, yeah, I know it's what they want. Yeah. What they want, what they want, what they want. Y'all ain't fooling me at all. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right, they looking for me. They don't want us to have a bigger pool than Kanye.
Shade 45 presents Lord Seer with the latest of what you need to know. It's the Hood Entertainment News.
All right. Some news and news.
What the fuck is in the news?
LeBron James signs a 3-year, $100 million deal with the Cavs.
Why? Because he won another ring.
Maybe. That's part of it, yeah.
B. What's it take more? GHB samples.
What?
Because you got to come on, they got too big. And then pause. Like, really? Fuck, LeBron. Nah, that's what's up, man. Congratulations.
His salary in the first year of the deal will be $31 million, which will make James the highest paid player in the NBA for the first time in his career. Then his salary for the 2017-18 season will top $33 million, making him the highest paid player in a single season in league history, topping the $33 million that Michael Jordan earned with the Bulls in 1997-98.
And Michael Jordan, the best of all time, which is fucked up because at least Michael left, came back 3 more years, played a beautiful, wonderful game in baseball. Not, but came back a different number, won 3 more rings. Can LeBron do that? No. All he can do is just get a new hairline, spray it in. He can be the new monster in Space Jam 2. It's Dark Frankenstein. I'm going to get you, buddy. You know, he can act awesome. But, man, good luck to him. I know he's going to play 80 minutes a game. He's going to get tired. And, you know, still make wax sneakers. Yeah. LeBron's first, second, third, fourth, they were right now. It's just really weird. What's the news?
Well, since you brought up the sneakers, Jadakiss and Reebok have a new collab. The OG, well, it's based off the OG Answer 5 sneaker, and they now have the Reebok Question A5.
Okay. Ooh! All right.
They're pretty good,
okay.
Right?
They had to track that name. The Iversons.
They have a tumbled black leather and ballistic nylon upper accented by reflective silver piping and a toe cap.
Fucking fresh. I swore.
Drop August 12th, which is today, right?
Yeah.
For $140.
Oh, God. At least, right. They're not going to like 180 or 200. I know it's limited edition, great, but I would rock them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's how you're supposed to do it. And then bring it back out maybe like 2 years from now and then hit them with the price. I hit them with different colors. But then you're bugging out and like, yeah, 140, they good.
No, they're reasonable.
And, oh,
in other news, USA's Simone Manuel has made history as the first black woman in the United States to take home a medal in an individual Olympic swimming event. It's in the women's 100-meter freestyle, an event the U.S. has not won since 1984.
I was watching women's football. No, like, what is it?
Volleyball?
No, the football. The women's football, like women's rugby. And this bitch looked like my nigga Jose. They used to work crazy in Broadway. Like, got locked up, came out. Bitching like, you know, 800 pounds. And I've never seen a Brazilian chick face like, getting me bored. I was like, oh my God, they're so big. They're like big. Diesel chicks playing rugby.
That's just tough sport, though. It's like hard.
Yeah, I know, man. But I thought it was going to be sexy, like, grabbing each other, like, and throwing the ball, like, yeah, but it looked like a dudes. Like,
there's something soothing about the way Lord Sear handles his fucking talking on the radio, where it just sounds like this mumbling mess of just like, what the fuck? Like, he is really just making it up as he goes along. Zero plans. This woman comes in to read the news, and he's just got nothing, but is going to talk anyway, and that's okay. That's okay by me.
Oh, Sam.
It's good, bad radio.
She fell. Ass chicken.
Exactly. No dead air. Just keep talking.
What is it?
In other news, Kevin Hart's rap alter ego, Chocolate Droppa, signs a deal. A rap
Chocolate
deal
Droppa?
With Motown Records. And he is prepping his first album, which drops later this fall.
Fuck! So what? Chocolate Droppa.
He says, quote, if you're a rapper, I suggest you run because I'm about to come for all suckers. You know, just knock on the door of a small giant that loves chicken nuggets and long walks in the,
what?
In the summer, which basically means that I will kill everybody.
It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. I think it's fake. I think it's fake.
It could be fake.
Who's gonna buy it? Chocolate Droppa.
It seems like a joke.
Who watched any of his movies he was in already? So who's gonna buy the album? Did you see him in with fucking Dwayne Johnson? The Rock?
No.
Exactly. Say it again. No. Hi, Chocolate Droppa will be on Virgin Records. Epic Records. And I'm a Chocolate Droppa. That's like Lord Sear. Weed is original. You know. No. What else in the fucking movie?
And last news today, veteran radio personality Tim Westwood has unearthed a classic freestyle from Wu-Tang.
Okay.
It features an unreleased 52-minute freestyle with bars from ODB, RZA, Method Man, Master Killa, and U-God. It was recorded back in 97. You want to hear some of that?
Let's hear a lot of it.
Want to hear the whole thing?
I mean, I wish you had time. Shit.
Captivated by your cyber that go 1-2 like Goldfinger, caught up in the cliffhanger. Yo, I get national but code red. Danger, break out the vest. Now it's tactical warfare. It's on here. Come with your shield and hardware. It be on here. Don't ever roam in the naked city. 8 million stories, none pretty. Bomb them with the witty.
Unpredictable.
Condition and be critical. Beast of tank getting high on your physical. This next drink is a toast to your memory. When I go, how many niggas don't remember me?
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hey, yo, man, hold on 1 second. Hey, y'all got a special data on beats I made yesterday. I flew over with them. Let's make beats yesterday. I got tape with a lot of beats, too, but... yo, fans out there, I'm making these...
Oh, wow, whoa, 52 minutes. That's hot, that's hot. Wait, can you hear it? And where the fuck can online. It go in here? We're online! Nah, we're online again.
I don't know, you gotta have to find it.
Double check! Nah, that's all. Probably on
Worldstar.
You could post it on your Twitter.
From the Tim West TV YouTube channel.
Why Joe have everything? Has everything. Answers? It's all good, though. Is that enough for the news?
That was it for the news.
Oh, shit! Well, this place is going to come right back, man.
Oh, God. Why would... Look, I get that this fucking station has Eminem's name on it, right? I mean, I get that it's like the Eminem station or whatever. But fucking show some restraint and never fucking play this fucking horrible fucking track. Why would you ever, why would anyone ever, why?
I'm so fucking hot, you're so fucking hot. Oh my God, I want a fucking fact. No, not fuck, I said fact.
Like, wouldn't... I feel like even Eminem distanced himself from a lot of this era when he came out. So, like, yeah, I was really, really hooked on Painkillers, and it was, yeah, you know, I was kind of fucking not really rapping that well. It's more or less what he said, right? I mean... I'm here, I gotta go. Have a grand Friday. I'll see you later.